Hi, After Buzzers. Thank you so much for joining us. It is The Good Wife episode, who cares, season, who cares, because it's the series finale. We have a lot of emotions in the house tonight, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can't even.
Right?
I don't know. I just can't even.
Same. After Buzzers.
This song. Her voice just gave me chills. I swear to God, it just gave me chills just now. That's so weird. Oh my gosh.
I don't feel better, Regina. I don't care where they kiss me. It's not gonna make this feel better.
This kind of.
All right. We gotta start the show. So, hello everyone. I'm your host Courtney Henderson. We are here with the series finale of The Good Wife. Lots of feelings, like I said. But before we get started, let's see who I get to talk to. My favorite host.
Kenny Harrison.
My host with the
nice
most.
Nice to see you again, Courtney.
It's probably cliche.
No,
everybody
I know.
Probably says that.
Well, I don't. I don't on my other show.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. No. Good to see you. You look lovely tonight.
Why, thank you. As do you.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's my a good V-neck. Color on you.
Thank you.
It's a jewel tone.
Good. Thank you. So. I was going to wear all black just to mourn the show, and I'm glad I didn't. Because this was sad. Oh, we could have been all black together.
Well,
I didn't even know.
We,
I just noticed that.
We kind of are.
Well, yes. That's true.
Is that okay to say?
No.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Just
all right. Oh, you guys, where do we even start?
I don't know.
First of all, I have to say, like, it's like a whole night of ends because, like, this was the last piece of paper on my notebook. The series finale's episode was called End. Not even the end. They didn't
just
even
end.
Give us
just
the
end.
Just end.
I want to give a shout out to Ryan, who did the show Game of Thrones, and he left me the rest of his red wine because I need it. I need it. I've been this was hard.
You know, we talked about it off camera, but we thought about bringing a bottle in honor of Alicia because that's kind of what she would do. I don't even think we saw her drink this episode.
No, we didn't.
Enough.
No.
There's a lot of things we didn't see Alicia do this episode.
I know. There's a lot
sad.
Of. How are you gonna do this, Courtney? I don't know where to begin.
Because
I'm
gonna
honestly,
cry.
Yeah, I don't know where to begin.
Well, first of all, if you recognize the song from the intro, that was Regina Spektor,
yes.
The song Better.
Yes.
We felt that appropriate because this show has not been one to be like very music heavy, very music influenced.
No.
But this finale, for whatever reason, they chose to really make that a part of the show.
Yes.
Which I liked.
Yeah.
It's like. Like you said, it's giving you chills. It's like, oh, you're evoking this sad emotion, and you don't have to.
Yeah.
Because, hello, like, I'm emotional enough.
We both walked into the studio tonight before we even started watching this episode, and we both, you said to me, it doesn't feel like the end.
My brain does
yes.
not compute.
Yes, it does, like, I feel as though there will be another episode next week, and I feel like I will be sitting with my glass of wine,
mm-hmm.
watching Good Wife again, and that's not the case.
Do you still feel that way now that you've seen the episode?
I feel like there should be another episode. There are so many loose ends. And again, I'm not one to... I don't need a nice bow wrapped neatly and tight and given to me. But I have so many questions.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I'm actually pretty... I mean, I'm not happy that it's over. But,
right.
But I think it was well done. And even though...
Oh, no. It was... Yeah.
Oh, you guys, like, even though it's over, like, I don't know if I could watch another episode. Like, I almost don't know if I could stomach it because of, like, the way this episode went. I mean, first of all, they brought Will back.
Well, and you know, the interesting thing about that is I didn't feel like I was watching Will. And you know, it's one of those things where Josh Charles, the actual actor, is actually on the show,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't feel like I was watching him. And I just immediately knew that his purpose was to be her conscience. Like,
yes.
he wasn't Will, but, and I don't want to jump ahead, but towards the end, I love their interaction.
Yeah.
It was just...
When she says goodbye.
Yeah, it was just, you know...
I think that's why... Oh, you guys.
Yeah.
There it is.
Still chills again.
I think the reason I love Will in this episode and the way that I'm okay without ends is... you see that this whole time her feelings for Will are what has been keeping her from moving on and from doing anything else. And he gave her permission to let go and to move on. And so now it doesn't, and I love Jason, you guys, but it doesn't even matter what happens. She's gonna be okay. And that's what I love. We don't know what happened with the female firm. Who cares? We don't know what happens with Jason. Who cares? We don't know if she divorces Peter. Who cares? Like, she's gonna be okay.
I cannot even look at you now because you're gonna start making me cry.
So
no, I totally agree. And you know, everything you just said. Who cares?
That, like, I mean.
Because it's one of those things where he's been out of the picture for a while, and yes, as viewers, we see him. He dies. Characters die on the show, but when you really dissect it, he was something. I mean, and I didn't forget, but it reminded me of how they have history. I mean, they go back to college,
and they show us that.
Yes, and even if Peter wasn't in the picture, we know that these two human beings would have been together forever, and they fit. And so, yeah, I was a little touched by all that, too. And it was just so nice to see just their interaction. And I know that it was just, you know, I don't know. It is to put into words right now, because I'm still digesting all. We literally just finished watching this, like, 15 minutes ago. But, like, just, I have always been Team Will since season two. Probably even season one, before they even alluded that they were ever going to get together.
Like him.
But, everything you just said, it doesn't matter about the all-female, you know, firm. Doesn't matter about her and Jason. It's just this closure. And this is all it is. It's a lot of closure that she didn't get to have in season five when he died. Out of the blue. And now it's starting to unravel, and now she's accepting, I can allow myself to move forward and, you know, put Peter behind me.
And, you know, it's interesting because I feel like that's why Peter got probation. And I think that the whole, oh my gosh, why can't I think of the word? This is a legal show. Case. Oh my gosh. The whole litigation, the whole entire time that they were in court with Peter's trial, I guess with sort of after the trial, waiting for the verdict, it was very well played. I think that he had to end up not going to jail because that's the only way that Alicia would get her life. And I think it's beautiful that the Kings were able to, and that anything, there are so many things, and, you know, we're watching the episode, we're, what, like, 15 minutes left, we're like, how are they going to do this? How are they going to tie this all up? And the beauty of it is, they did by not tying anything up. But they don't have to. And that's where it's like, I think they gave everybody the opportunity to say, she totally ends up with Jason. She totally ends up becoming president, you know, because Eli's campaign. She totally. Everybody kind of gets to pick their own Alicia future because of the way they left it. And for me, it's like, I don't even care. I just, she's okay. You know, things are going to trickle down and figure themselves out. You know, the thing with Diane, it's one of those things where you just see kind of that strength and the growth that Alicia's had, because I don't think she ever would have done that otherwise. You know, I mean, and I guess technically she didn't. She had Luca do it. And I don't think Alicia told Luca, like, imply an affair. I don't know. I think Luca, she's kind of that character that pushes things too far. That's kind of part of her role. Like, with the Alicia Jason thing, she's always kind of in the business and taking it a little too far. But it was necessary to kind of leave everything sort of unfinished to give Alicia kind of this, like, complete, whole, fresh start by the end.
I wanted to throw in, and you mentioned how the Kings, they didn't really tie up loose ends. And I think we are living in a television evolution or of a world in television now where finales may not be finales. I mean, I don't know if
that's true.
There are many, like, I mean, X-Files came back.
We are not giving you any false hope.
Yeah, I'm not so saying that there will be a Good Wife part two, but I mean, we've seen shows come back. The X-Files, for example, even 24 came back for like a little, like, so
Mad Men came back. Movies, Gilmore Girls, Veronica Mars.
So this may not be the end per se, but. They definitely, left the door
or
open.
Maybe a spinoff show. That, yeah. Who knows?
Well,
I haven't heard rumors of that at all, but I feel like it could be a spinoff with almost any one of these main characters.
Right, but I honestly, I don't, if it's not about Alicia, I don't really kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, I mean, if I follow Eli, if it was about, like, being a campaign manager and he was the center of the show, I probably would watch it. I mean, you can almost.
As Marissa was on it too.
Yeah, I love her.
God love her.
I love her.
Yes.
And this goes back to what we said about the show, the episode, The Party, and how bringing that episode, it was kind of like one of those episodes that didn't really necessarily fit into anything, but mm-hmm. how they brought all the characters back, and it was so good to see because we didn't see any of these characters
tonight. Right.
Tonight.
Well, and that was the other thing I was going to say. And, you know, I would love to hear how you guys feel about this. Tweet us at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N.
At Kenny Harrison.
If you have, like, a strong opinion one way or the other. As I was watching and I kind of was noting that Jason wasn't a big part of this episode, I kind of realized, like, the show and Alicia's life isn't about Jason. And
no.
As much as, like, we all love Jason and our team Jason mm-hmm. In our respective ways, I really appreciated that it took it beyond just him and respected the show as a whole,
mm-hmm.
And they were able to use the current situation to kind of capitalize on ending everything.
Right.
We get to see Carrie, you know, we see the whole, you know, it's so great to see somebody who's found their purpose.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of one of those things where, I mean, even in life, our lives aren't necessarily wrapped up into, like, a, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to take this morbidly, but when we die, it's not wrapped up in, like, a nice little bow and say, hey, this is your life, and this is how it ends. And
right.
So, I mean, and just by saying that, I thought of The Sopranos. This takes me back to watching The Sopranos finale. And how...
Don't spoil it for me.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. I'm getting there.
Well,
that's
without
my show.
Without spoiling anything, nothing was wrapped up. I mean,
okay.
it ended. I'm not going to say it because I'm not.
It ended not wrapped up.
Yeah. It was just,
like
it
this.
Was just, and it was, and it wasn't one of those crossroads because this is, I love, anybody who knows me knows that I love movies that end at crossroads, you know, what's going to happen next. However, I've invested.
Years,
there's what, 20 episodes a season?
Of this show.
Of this show.
Yeah.
So that's, roughly 20 hours a year for 7 years. And I kind of want a little bit more closure. I actually enjoyed the episode. Don't get me wrong. I like.
We're going to watch it again after this.
Totally. Like,
I would love
totally.
For you two as well.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they're. I'm like on the fence on this one. But I love the fact that the Kings, Robert King wrote it or directed it, and they both wrote it together,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it should go out. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how else would you want it? You know. So I
agreed. Well, let's actually talk about kind of the specifics of the episode, if we can keep ourselves a little bit
I'm gonna
bit
eat my popcorn because.
So you guys, I just have to say, we ate so much popcorn. We ate our feelings.
Yeah.
Our weight, in popcorn watching this episode.
I'm still eating popcorn.
Like, I'll usually eat, like, a half a bag, maybe a bag.
I never eat popcorn when I come here.
And I'm not even going to tell you how much popcorn he's had. Anyway.
This is, like, my fifth bag, by the way.
So, the way this episode's open is so chaotic. Everyone's on their phones. They're all in a cab or with a driver.
Before you continue, we actually had a little problem with the in the screening room.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
We started screening and it was jumpy. And we, first of all, we ended up on the opening scene was not the opening scene, but we almost freaked out. Long story short, we almost freaked out. We didn't get all of the episode. There was one scene that was completely cut out.
So when we first started watching it, we saw right where she's talking to AUSA,
mm-hmm.
Trying to negotiate to keep the 2 years, and she says he'll surrender within mm-hmm. the hour. That's the first thing we saw, and we're just like, wait, what?
What happened?
Like out of the blue.
Yeah.
It's like close-ups on their face.
Yeah.
Then we gave up on that recording, found a second feed, and got the whole episode.
Well, there was at one point where Grace is saying, asking if that was a good thing, and then it cut to, like, almost to the credits. So we almost missed a good 10 minutes of it. Okay, so we're fine now.
Bear with us.
It's been
really roller coaster.
Yes,
emotional.
Our emotion. Yeah.
As if, like, it being the finale wasn't enough.
I know, exactly.
Okay,
sorry, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yes, thank you. So... we finally get, you know, our second bag of popcorn to watch the actual beginning of the show.
Right.
And it's chaotic. They're all in the cars. Everybody's trying to figure out, talking to their respective people. Alicia's on the phone with Grace. Mm-hmm. Luke is on the phone with, I think, Court, et cetera. They get there. And it's just, I guess, chaotic is the best way to say it. And then Alicia goes in. We see her talking to AUSA. Mm-hmm. They're trying to work the deal. They'd already agreed on 2 years, but now the verdict, the jury has a question.
Mm-hmm.
And
which was kind of like a wrench thrown into everything.
For everyone.
But yeah, because now on one side, on Peter's side, you're like, oh, this might actually be beneficial to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the AUSA is like, well, you know, they've already came to a verdict. Let's go ahead and get on with it and blah, blah, blah.
Right. So
we start with crossroads. We have no idea which way we're going to go.
The thing that I liked about this is when we see Peter, he's talking to Grace about college and you're going. She decides on Berkeley. I don't think we knew that before.
No.
They've talked a lot about the different schools.
Right.
And isn't that where Alicia...
Tweet us.
I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like I'm mixing up my shows. I feel like, which is horrible.
We watch a lot of shows, by the way, kids.
But I think I'm mixing it up with the OC from like
let's just
years
go. Let's
ago.
Just let's just
but
roll
anyways,
with it.
So Grace is going to Berkeley, but Peter was being so accountable. He was like saying his goodbyes. I love how he's like, now I gotta go comfort Eli.
Yeah.
Who's like totally like face in that scene was fantastic. He just looks like a blubbering mess and just so worried.
Well,
and then we find out he's actually like stealing all of Peter's money or donors for Alicia, which I think is the right move. Other than the fact that in pure Eli fashion, Alicia has absolutely no idea.
Well, you know what the thing is? Two things. One, Eli will always have an end game. He always knows where he's always planning ahead for the next card that's going to be played.
Yeah.
So him taking the donors from Peter, that's a smart move. Also, the one thing that really struck me was he's trying to console his daughter, but he... He's trying to console his daughter, but his main concern is the feelings of Eli, which we understand why that is important because their relationship has sustained the test of time from, you know, his affairs to going to prison and now running for governor and going for the presidency. So we understand why that relationship is so important. And
Eli could have stepped away from his side several times, as could have Alicia.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting now that Eli's end game is Alicia.
Right.
And it's Mother's Day, and Alicia's a good wife. I thought that was kind of like an appropriate little thing. So all of you mothers out there watching, listening, happy Mother's Day to you. Sorry if you're watching this not today. That's what you get. But, so the jury wants to hear the call.
Yes.
This is why everybody's now kind of uprooted from their initial end game, if you will. There's a sound at 48 seconds.
Right.
And, of course, Jason is, like, the hero.
Right. Which, by the way, when we first watched it, none of this happened to us. So we all panicked. We're like, what's happening? But when... it's one of those things, again, it's like... He is such the good guy. It's like, I even wrote down Jason to the rescue because he comes yet again, putting his personal feelings aside, comes to the rescue. Knowing that there are things at stake with him involving Peter's trial. You know, if, you know, whatever happens, his life will be altered as well. So, I mean, and for him to be the bigger man and put all of that aside, you know, kudos to Jason.
And we didn't really get a lot of him.
No.
Now I'm a little bit sad that we didn't get more. In hindsight, as I watch it, I didn't miss him.
No.
Because obviously, you know, like we're getting the story of Alicia.
Right.
But now, I mean, I wish that would have been him.
Right.
At the end.
Well, not only that.
Like the silhouette. Even if they didn't talk, even if he like went away and she never caught him.
Right.
And we never knew if it was or wasn't him, because then we would all, of course, just assume that it was him and love that, but be sad that he like walked away. I wish it would have at least been him.
Leading up to that is when Alicia's in her apartment at the very beginning and she's going through her head. I think Luca put it into her head, who do you want to come home to?
Every
and then we see Peter, we see Jason, and we see Will. And it is one of those things where this, and this happens to, this happened to me. I wonder what will happen in what situation. And then later on in the episode, when she comes home and it's not who we think it is,
it's Peter. It's not Jason.
And you can see that whole, she's like, damn. Like,
totally.
This is my life. This is how, and it wasn't like, it's more of an internal conflict, mm-hmm. but it's still that whole, I'm in a rut. I'm in the same routine, which leads up to the end, and we'll get to that. But, you know, I miss Jason more in this episode, but I get where they were going.
Well, and we got Will, and
I
really do love that they acknowledge that Will was the love of her life.
Right.
Will was the one.
Well, and if you think about it, we, as a viewer and as a fan of the show, when Will was shot and killed and his body was on the slab, I didn't get any closure as a viewer. So now I can imagine how this character feels, you know, now everything is on the table, you know, and Will manifests himself as her conscience. Mm-hmm. We get it. And I, that is one thing that I do appreciate about this finale is that I got closure as far as her relationship with Will. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because, and that's the thing that I love about this the most. And I love that he says, cause like I currently am kind of feeling this a little bit in my personal life. Will says to her, like, remember what you said? And it was romantic because it didn't happen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's the big what if, and so you can idealize and romanticize how perfect it would have been.
Right.
You know, and that's, I think, the thing that we all have. And that's where we get the closure, because it's like, yeah, we can all kind of say, oh, it would have been so wonderful, but she's going to be okay, so it's okay for her to let go of this. And I'm, like, in that trying to let go stage. Like, I really empathize with
that
point that he was kind of making for her.
I remember when it was Will and Alicia in the office, and they were talking about the State versus Nunez, mm-hmm. and I leaned over to you and I was like, did that actually happen in the show? And then now that I'm realizing, it doesn't matter if it happened, if that conversation happened, and you even said it.
I don't think it was replaying past footage.
Right.
I think it was a flashback.
Yeah. And it doesn't really matter. It's just, this is how their relationship was. And this is what they wanted the viewers to remember about their relationship, which
was
great.
There was a very, like, respectful, professional side, as well as that, like, dirty,
very,
flirty,
yeah, very
side.
Romantic and very naughty, and
but like in a deeper way, like they're truly connected in a way she never could be with, I think, anyone else.
Right,
and that's why they had to address it the way that they did.
Right.
Which I also love, because the last thing I would have imagined was him. Like, I would have said Kalinda's going to be in this episode before Will is going to be in this episode.
Right. Well,
you know, if you had to pick. If beforehand they had said, you know, because I feel like a lot of times when you bring back a dead person in a flashback, in a dream, it kind of gets cheesy, you know, and this wasn't gratuitous or cheesy at all.
No, they did it really well. They did it really well. I mean, just because we know this is all in her mind, and this has been heavily on her mind for some time now.
Yes.
And I think if Kalinda would have popped up in this episode, I think it would have pulled my consciousness out.
And they knew
because,
that, I'm sure.
Yeah, and because I've already accepted the fact that she's gone, and this is her character. When she goes, she goes.
See, and I think that's why they didn't have to, which is the other reason I love the way that they had Carrie in this episode. First of all, you know, he feels kind of forced out. You know, he kind of chooses this other path. He doesn't want to turn out like his dad, kind of this, like, money unhappy, like, no true life.
Right.
You know, so we see him guest lecturing. It's like, okay, he's totally found a purpose. I think he'd make a great professor. I mean, I would go to law school and learn from Carrie Agos.
Fuck yeah, I would too.
But we also see, like, the history and the relationship with him and Alicia, because she goes to him. He just, you know, he kind of, like, doesn't want to help, but then, of course, he helps.
Because he wants to do the right thing.
Right, and
he
that's the thing I love about Carrie, because he kind of sometimes seems, I don't want to say like a schmuck, but, you know, like, he's still a dude that kind of makes mistakes because dudes can be stupid.
But he always has the best intentions for other people.
Right. And that's the thing we get to see, you know, with teaching, he's giving back. He's, like, helping other people. With Alicia, he's doing this. Well, we think he's doing the same thing, of course, and the bullets end up not really working in their favor. Right.
Well, just know that he could have just, after that conversation, he could have just said, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with this. But he took it upon himself to go to the district attorney's office.
Yeah, Matan.
Exactly, and to inquire about the bullets.
And it's so interesting, excuse me, because they call it pitting evidence mm-hmm. when you accidentally put it in a case that's just closed, therefore it's like never going to be looked at.
Right.
That box is never going to be opened by anybody mm-hmm. For evidence.
Right.
So why that happened, you know, if Peter had that done, again, we don't know. It doesn't even matter. I'd like to think that he didn't do it, especially since he's getting off with probation only.
I said it last week. I wouldn't put it past him that, you know, he might have tampered with the evidence or had it put away. But again, what you just said, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you know, when we're talking about the show, it doesn't matter if he's guilty or not. It's about Alicia and her personal journey.
Yeah.
Her struggle.
Yeah.
Who cares about Peter?
And I love they show her again by his side and the hand. You talk about this, it.
Well,
the face you made was priceless.
Only because this takes me back to season one, the first scene of the episode, and you know, and I even wrote down bookends. It's like this is how we started, mm-hmm. and when I saw that, I was like, no, let's not end the show this way. I don't mm-hmm. want her to be stuck in this rut. I want her to move on with her life. And so when she pulls away at the end, I was so grateful.
Yeah, and it's just enough to satisfy that and tell the story, the evolution and the progress mm-hmm. of this character.
Yeah.
Because Lucas says, you know, she confuses love and responsibility. And mm-hmm. we just watched this, I'm still processing. Like, I'm not entirely sure what Luca meant by that. Like, was she trying to say that Alicia loves him, but she doesn't owe him anything?
Right.
And she feels like she's responsible for him because she loves him.
There's also the way I see it, there's also you don't know where Alicia would be without him. So
this is true.
And I'm not saying that she would not be this great attorney without
Peter. Better off. We don't know,
but it's kinda his name has brought her all this. Well, notoriety, if you want to say notoriety, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's just, you know, without Peter, there may not, and I hope you rip me for this in the comment section about what I'm about to say, but without Peter, there may not have been necessarily an Alicia Laura. So, we'll see.
But it's kind of true,
mm-hmm.
because Jason says, like, I feel like you kind of would tip over if you didn't need to be needed.
Right, yeah.
And Peter, in all of his misfortune and chaos and whatever you want to call it, has kind of been the driving force behind her progress.
Right.
I think it's totally true.
Yeah.
I mean, she wouldn't have had the strength. I mean, she wouldn't have gone back to work. She wouldn't have therefore been with Will. She wouldn't have had an affair. She wouldn't have, you know, there's a lot
of... And this is all speculation. This is all what ifs. So who knows what would have happened. So... You know, and I think that's going back to the original question with Lucas. Like, I might be misogynist when I say this, but whether it be the husband or the wife or the wife with the husband, there's a responsibility. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
So, when you say responsibility...
And oh, God. I don't want to dig it all. Okay, great. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Listen, you. When you say that... I mean, she wants a divorce. Like, they clearly aren't married in the way that they present themselves to be, in the way that I would say, like, bite your tongue. Like, I would say the average person thinks about marriage. Like, I know it's 2016.
Right.
Marriage is a totally new thing. We saw that in last week's episode with Zach's fiance.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying the way that marriage was kind of traditionally and the way that society still, I think, as a whole looks at it.
Right.
They don't have that. They haven't had that for a long time.
Right.
And so...
But there's also that notion of, at one point, let's just assume, even in the beginning that they were happy and everything was great.
I think they were, yeah.
And with that, and I think this goes for a lot of, like, relationships, that you may, like, fall out of love with someone, but you're not necessarily going to stop loving that person. Meaning that you're not going to want to wish, now this isn't true for everybody, but you're not going to want to wish the worst for that person.
No, of course. But there's a difference, because I have someone in my life like that. Okay. I will always love him. I am no longer in love with him.
Okay.
And so I would never wish ill on him. I hope he finds the best in life. But
right.
I'm not going to go stand by his side. And I'm like, there's things that I'm still no longer going to do.
Correct.
Even though I love him.
But
granted, he was not my husband.
Right.
But where I was emotionally, like, he could have been. But I was ready for him. You know what I mean?
But I think in this situation there, I mean, we're talking, like, it's not life or death, but this we're talking prison sentences. And, you know, this is the father of your children. And when you, right. when you calculate all of that, I'm saying that if I were, okay, if I put myself in Alicia Florrick's shoes, would I stand by Peter's side? More than likely, I would.
I agree.
Because of
Me too, because
of the situation. But there, and I think Luca was alluding to the fact that there's sometimes you have to put your foot down and say, you know what, I can only do so much for you.
Enough's enough.
You have to do this for yourself. And but it's always been that he asked her over and over again.
I wrote this down. Peter always needs one more favor.
It's always one more favor. But we as viewers know that it's never just one more favor. I mean, he needed a favor like 8 episodes ago when
his last favor.
Yeah. So and this was like season 1 when the affairs came out. It's like, I need you to be by my side.
Just one more favor.
Right.
Just one more favor.
So, I mean, you know, again, when it comes down to people that we have built a life with, and I've never been married, the longest relationship has not been more than a couple of years, and I am getting messages for other reasons, and this is why I'm not, you know, I'm a single homosexual man. I just want, you know.
Was that like a self-plug just there?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows I'm single.
I didn't.
Well, people on my other show think I'm like the most sexually obsessed person. But sidebar, I can say sidebar because this is a lawyer show. I just, you know, we get into this cycle of wanting to help the people that we love, even with family members.
True.
Like, you know, we may not like these people as people.
But we love them.
Well, we love them unconditionally. And so, and this is this whole cycle. And then this is the 7 years that we've been
dealing with. That's a good point. Like, there is a difference. And the thing that I have loved about Jason is, as hard as it is, like, I think he understands that.
Yes.
And he respects Alicia. Because I think it's one of those things where, because of how he feels and, like, he wants to be stuck with her, in his words, I think he likes the fact that, like, when that is done and that door is closed, and they can have their life, depend, you know, whatever that looks like, that she would be there for him in that way. That's the kind of woman that she is.
However, I can also see from his perspective, if he continuously sees the cycle of her being by his side, I can understand why he wouldn't want that for her or want that for him. Meaning, like, if Peter's gonna continuously get into trouble and she's gonna run to his side,
give the one more favor.
I would be like, you know what? I can't do this every time. It happens every time. And
well, but I think in this situation, the trial is sort of that like deadline. And so
it's like
if the trial ended, which it did, of course, and it doesn't end with that,
right?
Then I think that's where he would kind of say, okay, like, you did it for this. I understood it. I even helped, but I have to be done. And I think that with the hand going down and not holding his hand to walk off stage, and half of the time he's speaking, like, looking off to the side of the stage. Diane, Eli, we think Jason.
Right.
It definitely shows, like, her mind is elsewhere. Her support is on herself and kind of, like, what she needs. And so we get to see that. And so I think that if things with Jason, are to continue, that it's not going to be that, you know, because Peter doesn't go to jail, right? So now she's not going to have to do the weekly visits. She's not going to have to to do. I think now his biggest thing would be like, if Eli comes to her and is like, I want you to run for office of some sort.
Right.
How does Jason deal with that? I don't, because that's really putting down roots. That's mm-hmm. really putting yourself in the public eye. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jason would do well with that and want that at all.
Well, and I may flip flop again on this, but the what you just said is like a great kind of like, you have your idea of what happened. I think I tend to believe that who knows what's going to happen, you know? Maybe she walks back towards Peter and like walk back and be by his side, and maybe Jason goes off. And I think this is one of the kind of brilliant sides of this finale is that they don't wrap it up to the point where it's a definite, okay, this is going to happen. Courtney has
her. You just made me think of something.
What?
Will said go to him.
Right.
We don't know who him is.
That is a good observation, my friend.
Will, you blew my mind and you're dead.
Go to him. I just assumed that he said Jason.
Well, so did I. Yeah. But you...
I just
blew my mind.
I just debunked all that.
You just lawyered me.
Oh, I know. Well, and you know, even poor Carrie is just like, you know, he doesn't get a happy ending. Diane doesn't get a happy ending. And if you think about
Carrie got a happy ending.
He doesn't seem happy though. I think he's happy. I think he's still in the I'm searching for my purpose. I think he's on the way to happiness.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's completely happy, because I think when it was Argos, and even when it was
Flora Gargos
or Argos, Lockhart Argos, Lee, I think, oh, David Lee, we didn't see David Lee.
Well, we didn't miss him.
I didn't miss him either. And kind of didn't need him. But I feel like he was happy in certain pockets when he wasn't in trouble. But I think Carrie's always been that character where he bounces, he's going to bounce around.
Yeah.
And he's going to end up on his feet at the end of the day. But I want to see like a definite, and this is why I said last week, I wanted to see closure with Carrie, and I definitely didn't get that tonight.
Well, I also wanted to see closure with Carrie. I feel like I did get what I needed. What I needed. I'm sad that you didn't, because he's a great character.
We disagree.
Our first fight.
I know. No, I get it. I get it. But because even when he was dating Kalinda, he was never completely...
I never liked that. I
didn't like it either, but like
he liked her too much. Used him.
I wanted more from her in that situation, and I never got it. And I felt bad for him, because you know he was all in, and it was just...
And I always hoped she would step up and like prove me wrong, but of course she didn't, because she's Kalinda. And truth be told, like that's her character. Like like lesson learned for Carrie. Yeah. Quickly, because we're gonna run out of time.
Now.
Diane and Kurt. Like,
oh, that's another big cliffhanger.
We just saw them so happy at this party and like giddy over each other moving in together. Mm-hmm. And I love that she, first of all, regardless of the reason, stood by her man and was like, no, he's honest. We don't need to call him back on the stand. It's only gonna hurt his credibility. It's not going to serve them at all, because he's not going to say what they want him to say, because he is honest.
Right.
I like that when he was accused of the affair, she got up and left the room.
Now, here...
I loved that.
I loved it, too, but now I have questions. Like, did the affair happen while they were married? Did it happen before they were married? And if they had an affair before, because it was never disclosed or clarified when the affair happened.
Or if it's even real.
Right. So am I supposed to, as a viewer, care about when this so-called affair happened? And if so, where am I supposed to think with my feelings now, because we don't know what's going to happen with them?
This is what I think her storyline with Kurt was. I think because of what happened to him and how undercut he was, and how, you know, remember the last thing we saw was her like begging for forgiveness bed. I think this was her showing, whether he knows it yet or not, because of course it was like behind closed doors with Luca and Alicia, that was her way of saying like, I choose us.
Right.
First, my number one. And to her, it's almost like, it doesn't matter. I don't need to know.
Right.
Because I'm yours. And so I think that's what I think it was. It was more her way of saying, like, I choose you and I choose us.
But it's also a good commentary on the legal system itself, is that whatever we need to do to service our client, mm-hmm. whether it be I backstab you as my partner, whatever,
or my husband, or my wife.
Exactly, whatever needs to be done. And I think Alicia did the right thing. I personally think, when all is said and done, I think it was done correctly on Alicia's part.
I think if the roles were reversed, Diane would have done the same thing.
I agree. Because we know how Diane is. She's cutthroat.
Alicia learned to do that from Diane.
Right. So, but and now.
The slap.
Oh my God. Now that you say that, now I get it. Now I know why Diane was so upset, because it's almost as saying, I created this monster.
Now we're finishing each other's episode.
I know. And this is the last episode. We need this show to come back. CBS, good
wife. So there's Brain Dead. The Kings, Robert and Michelle, are doing a show. It comes out this summer.
Right.
I would only imagine that it's also on CBS, because why would CBS be playing it?
Yeah, it's on CBS.
So stay tuned for that. It's going to be, I'm sure, great. I'm going to check it out.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Kenny's going to check it out.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll get back to you. Maybe
we'll be here. Yeah, maybe.
Doing this for that.
Any final thoughts on this episode?
I can't say anything, because if I say something final, then we have to say goodnight and the show is over and the whole thing is real.
I just want to say that the show has been, it, and I can honestly say this has been the last, in my personal opinion, mm-hmm. the best network, and when I say network, I mean Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC.
I just spilled my drink. And it's not even wine.
I think The Good Wife has by far the last best network show on television. I mean, we have so many other outlets. I mean, we have HBO, we have Netflix, and I think for a network show to have this kind of I mean, this was great television. For seven seasons.
To the last
episode. So, and they stayed true to not falling into this procedural, non-linear, style of storytelling. And I think that I will definitely miss the show.
Well, and I will say, this is filmed in New York, even though it takes place in Chicago.
Right.
You can see the quality of acting.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like an LA actor type, so... You know, but you see the quality of acting in those New York actors. Mm-hmm. The show is dialogue-based. Yeah. I love that the Kings were able to do that, to keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. It doesn't slow down the episode. It doesn't have the pacing off. It breaks away from your typical procedural, like you said. Mm-hmm. They were one of the only shows, if not the only show, to last this many seasons in 2016. Mm-hmm. Keep all 22 to 24 episodes their hour long. Mm-hmm. They didn't do the mid-season finale. They didn't fall into any of the new trends that some of the new network shows are doing. Mm-hmm. It's working for some, but they were written from the beginning to be that way.
Right.
This show was not. It didn't adapt and change. It kept its integrity to the last episode. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we can walk away sad, but satisfied.
Satisfied, totally satisfied. I mean, let's be honest. When Will got shot, that could have been the end of the show.
Oh, and the show could have been canceled.
Yes, and it sustained even through that. I mean...
I watched that and it came out of nowhere, of course, because it's a shooting.
Yeah.
And I didn't... I'm like, how do you make this show without Will?
Yeah.
It's Alicia and Will.
Yeah. And they made it work. And so for that, I commend the Kings. Congratulations on 7 seasons of The Good Wife.
Amazing show. We would have taken more.
I'm predicting. This is my prediction. They're gonna bring it back.
Oh, you think
there's gotta be there's gotta be closure.
There's gotta I don't be think some closure. I think this is it. I think this
I
is would, it.
I just want more.
Well, so do I. Well, okay. So if you want more, you can go on CBS.com.
Yes.
There is a little bit of information. The creators of the show, The Kings, talk about. The wrapping up of the season and the series. So if you need a little bit more, you can go watch that. We haven't had a chance to watch it yet. We came straight into studio.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts before we sign off?
I just want to just say this was a great show, and I'm glad I jumped aboard on the after show.
Me too.
I got to finally express my love for The Good Wife. Such a great show. And it was so nice to do the show with you, Courtney.
Likewise. Thank you for... for like making me be able to finish the show. Thank you guys so much for watching, for sticking with me when it was just me up here, when it was me and four people, when it was me and nobody.
And now me and Kenny.
And now me and Kenny.
Me and Kenny.
Getting to end strong. So thank you so much for watching. Tweet us, talk to us. We'd love to kind of keep the dialogue going for the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Good night.
Good night.
No.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.